How does running in a marathon glorify God?
Biblically, not your opinion.
What's wrong about it?
Oh my God.
Isn't it for vain glory that doesn't last in eternity? Is it corruptible or incorruptible?
Aren't we supposed to take care of our bodies and exercise?
Paul says exercise is of little avail. You didn't answer that question, though. Seriously, is it corruptible, meaning is it going to fade away or is it eternal? Which one is it?
I suppose it's
No, it's going to fade away. Yeah. See, it's going to fade away. See, Paul says we're to strive for things that are incorruptible.
We do all things to his glory, so. Well,
not worldly things,
though. You can't do a marathon to his glory?
Well, like when you run, people, they pretty much dress like in nakedness, and the Bible tells us we're to cover ourselves up. So see, that's who Jesus is. Jesus calls you to righteousness and holiness, and most people have made up a false Jesus, and I fear that maybe you've been influenced by that. A false Jesus that says, doesn't really matter what you do, you can live your own dreams and do everything, and kind of just like stick Jesus on it like a bumper sticker. Have you noticed? American Christianity, Jesus is like a bumper sticker, a t-shirt, a cross, a tattoo. But when we start talking to people about the details of following Christ, and he said, you must worship in spirit and truth. Come out of all false ways like Christmas, Easter, or pagan holidays. I've been teaching that. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. We don't worship God in a building anymore. We worship God with everyday life lived. Dressing our temples biblically, not striving for vainglory and races, but proclaiming the gospel to people. You ran a race and the people running by you were going to hell. Did you tell them that they need to repent and follow Jesus? I'm just asking some questions.
Fair enough, man.
That you really need. What's your first name?
Levi.
Levi?
Yeah, yeah.
My name's Tupos. I love you.
Tupos.
This is my wife's sister, Amin. Do me a favor. Take that gospel card. We gave it to you. Seriously.
Yeah,
go check out our website, don'tperish.com, for free.
Yeah.
There's a 10-point test there.
Okay.
First, the gospel. By Christ's shed blood, we have to come. He's the only way.
Yeah.
Repentance.
Yeah.
Repentance means you turn 180.
Yeah.
So ask yourself, has my life ever turned 180? A lot of people have left drugs and porn. That's about 90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they didn't go 180 to give up the Packers, give up pride and vanity, give up racing. And by faith and repentance, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. I've been preaching this all day. And when you really are born again, Levi, it's not a t-shirt, it's not a cross, it's not a bumper sticker, it's not a Sunday church service.
No,
holiness and obedience to the Word.
Yeah.
But see, most Americans are worldly Christians.
Yeah.
They're not to the Word.
Yeah.
And then the Bible says you walk in holiness and obedience, cleansing all unrighteousness, and you must endure. You don't have the guarantee of eternal life today. Did you know that?
Have you heard of Venture World Missions? So I do races in support of World Missions.
Yeah. You have to endure. World Missions?
Yeah. For anti-circus trafficking in Asia.
So what they've done is, I see this, you know, it's kind of like the carnal, worldly, violent NFL player that's knocking down guys, doing all kinds of stuff, and then he kneels in the end zone for 10 seconds and prays. Do you think God wants that kind of scrap? The Bible says he doesn't. The Bible says that's lip service Christianity. We're putting the things on the world. James 4:4. I would call this the world. We've seen it all day. Worldliness. I mean, I can't look at the runners. The women are naked. The men are naked. Biblically naked. Living for vainglory. The Bible says to be a friend of the world. James 4:4. Do you think it makes you a friend of God or an enemy of God? Which one do you think? Have you studied the scriptures?
Yeah, friend of the world is an enmity with God.
Very good. So you know that one. So think about that. This is the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're walking through and you got Jesus on your shirt and your heart might be well-meaning, but guess what? You've got to go deeper. And now is your call out because now you know the truth. I told a neat young evangelical man, I said, maybe you didn't know this stuff. I said, you're in grave danger now. He goes, why? I said, you now know the truth. I warned him about Christmas and Easter and the false gospel and worldliness. And God says, if you keep willful sin, you know what willful sin is? What would willful sin be, do you think?
Willfully going against God.
Yeah, so you know it's sin. You keep doing it. Let's say you're married and you have a girlfriend as a mistress. You keep lying with her, knowing it's sinful. I keep doing it. Hebrews 10:26, and it's a terrifying statement. There's no sacrifice if we keep willful sin. So anything you know that's sin, and you go, yeah, I know racing's worldly and carnal and prideful and vain, but I'm going to keep doing it because I like it. Guess what? That sin is no longer on our Savior Christ, who died to shed his blood for us. Guess who that sin is on?
What if you're doing the event through, right, the power of Christ, right?
But the power of Christ doesn't lead you to do worldly, carnal things. The power of Christ always leads you to the word and holiness. So if you want to affect runners, stand with signs that by the race where they race, just don't look at them. And hold gospel signs and preach the gospel to them. A young man one time said to me, I play football because I want to reach them for Christ. And I said, really? I said, why don't you stand outside the practice and preach the gospel? Yeah. Will you reach everybody for Christ? He's like, yeah. And I said, you'll see who really wants it then.
Let me ask you that. Isn't he about grace and truth?
Like, he's about grace.
This feels like judgmental. Like,
well, the Bible says we're to judge Christians. 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18. Do you know what Jesus said? If you are my brother, ready? Matthew 18. If you're my brother, Jesus said, if you have a sin, I come to you privately. I'm talking to you privately other than my wife. All right? And then if you won't repent, Jesus said, it doesn't matter. No. He said, take another man. Now I bring another man and I say, Levi, you're in sin. This racing is worldly. And you go, I'm doing it. Now we take you before the whole body of brethren. And guess what Jesus said to do with you if you don't repent? You get put out. Does that sound judgmental? So we're supposed to judge each other. We don't judge the world. When I see a worldly person, I don't judge them and tell them, I'm judging you. I say, your sin, your unbelief, your iniquity is going to lead to the wrath. Jesus died. Come. And I invite them to come. But when Christians with the name on the t-shirt come up, I have to warn you that what you're really doing is you're in a dangerous spot. You know why? You know why? The worldly people walking by that don't know.
Can we do a prayer together?
Go for it.
I would actually love to.
Yeah.
I just jumped in the water, so I'm a little cold, but like we can do a prayer. I shake a little bit, so I'm sorry.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It feels awesome.
Oh, go ahead.
You're a fucking beauty, dude. You're a beauty.
Hey, everyone, join hands. We're doing a prayer.
Let's do a prayer.
Hands?
Are you holding hands?
Hands, yes.
Doing what? No. I don't pray with people I don't know. I was just preaching the gospel to you.
My name's Otto.
Otto?
Now you know me. Let's pray.
No, Paul says, lay hands on no man quickly because, see, the Bible calls us to unity, godliness and unity. But guess what?
We know
each other. Unity is only in the doctrines of God. And I was just explaining to Levi that you can't be of God and of the world.
Can we be adopted?
You can be adopted by Christ, but you have to repent and come out of the world.
Can we do it right now?
The free gift of God.
I just want to pray with you.
No, I'm not going to pray with you.
What can I do?
What's that?
Even though God accepts everyone, you won't pray with us?
God does not accept everyone.
Why not?
You know who God accepts?
Jesus!
Who does God... And guess what repentance looks like? You don't look like the world anymore.
It looks like sad, you know, just tears.
You come out of the world, you change your ways, you change how you talk, act, live, dress. You change everything when you've truly repented. So he's got it right.
So if you get baptized, is that repenting? To an extent.
Baptism is part of a faith, but once you come to faith in Jesus shed blood, let me preach the gospel to you. Jesus Christ shed blood. He came into the world to save sinners. He was fully man, fully God. I'm preaching the gospel to you. You're not listening. Okay. The Bible says that Jesus shed blood. Well, I'm preaching. But the Bible says that Jesus shed blood will cleanse you, but you got to keep going.
What did Peter do?
And then, hold on, let me finish the gospel, then I answer your question. And then he rose again. So he shed his blood, he rose again to defeat death. See, you guys are laughing. Are you guys mockers?
No,
or are you serious?
Because
if you're mockers, I'm just going to...
I'm not mockers.
No, I create a whole brand for Christian.
I just laugh. Christian. I have a disability.
This is my brand.
Yeah, but see, crosses, t-shirts, none of this saves you.
I don't have
it. Never said it did.
What saves you... Is that what saves you is repentance to the blood of Jesus. You mentioned water baptism. It's part of your obedience. When you're born again, I used to be a worldly carnal man, worse than all of you in my sin, worse than all of you. Drunken, fighting, worldliness. Guess what changed me?
God. Liquor.
The Spirit of God changed me, and I got a new heart and a new mind. And guess what I did? I gave up the Packers because it's worldly and carnal. I gave up all of my sin to follow Jesus Christ, and guess what he does? He cleanses you. He sanctifies you. So the fruit that you're really on the path to eternal life is not just saying you know Jesus, not just wearing a t-shirt, not a bumper sticker, not even going to church because God didn't invent the Sunday church.
I don't even know where my shirt is.
Man invented that. Okay.
Man, it's just crazy. Man.
And so holiness and obedience once you're born again is the sign that you're following Jesus Christ, and then you have to walk every day and you have to endure in it. But here's the thing. I was just sharing with him, with Levi. If you live in willful sin, sin you know is wrong. I smoke weed and I get stoned.
Yes!
Sinful.
Sorry.
I know that's sinful. If you keep doing it, the blood of Jesus doesn't cleanse you. Do you know what you have to do with that?
Why is that a sin, though? Why is that a sin? It was born on the earth.
Actually, with weed,
it's a natural plant.
It is sinful because the Bible says walk in a sober mind. Now, there are people that use marijuana. Yeah. I'm not an expert at it, and they rub it on their arm for like a wound or something.
Oh yeah, no, and then they get baked as fuck, and then they get out of control.
I don't know about that, but you can use a herb for healing. But if anything that alters your mind, drinking,
LSD,
mushrooms, marijuana, you're not going to hear the kingdom of God.
Have you ever done acid? You have to repent.
So you have to repent. You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. And I have a gospel card if anybody would like one.
I would like one.
I'll take one.
Thank you.
If you boys got one, I'll use it.
Don'tperish.com, my website for free. Hey, I don't take anyone's money.
You know what? That was a prayer to me. I appreciate that. Man.
You got to repent and come out of the world, young people. We love you. That's why we come here. I retired early to do this, and I don't make money off of this. But here's the thing. I was telling Levi, you can't just think about God, believe in God, love God. God requires faith and then work.
If you really love God,
your life's going to be transformed by the power of God.
You actually have to work for it. It's not just going to happen.
Right. I'm working through, you can follow along if you want. I'm working through the Bible verse by verse. I just did Philippians 2. Paul says, work out your salvation by just skipping through life, no problem.
Yes.
What is he saying? Fear and trembling.
Yes.
Fear and trembling, you work out your salvation. We should be afraid of God and fleeing all sin.
Why wouldn't you? But the problem is you're living worldly.
Yeah. You're kind of trampling Jesus'
spiritually,
blood.
Spiritually, it's different, though, because I feel like, I mean, obviously you got to fear God. You can do anything, but you got to fear God.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, too. Right here, ready? Tattoos. I'm not judging you. Maybe you got them in ignorance. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
You did the half? Oh, my God.
And guess what?
But these all matter.
No. I wouldn't be able to matter to you, but I have a question. If God built, let's say God came to this town and built that temple, and he said, I built it the way I wanted it. The building's perfect the way I wanted it. Would any of us run up with spray paint?
Andrew, you got my shirt?
Inside of God's temple? That's what tattoos do. Tattoos mark you up. You can be forgiven of it, but you shouldn't keep doing them.
Thank you, bro.
You got to walk in holiness and obedience. You are amazing.
I have a cross tattoo.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you got. It matters what you believe.
I like to look at myself. You sound like you might have some wisdom. I'm sorry for being disruptive, man.
You look like an amazing person.
All these man-made church systems are lying to you. I encourage you to open the Bible.
That's what I do.
Open the Bible and pray to God for the Holy Spirit to guide you.
I have been
done.
I have been on my phone where it's every day. It gives you one reading. Yeah. And it gives you a daily prayer.
Yeah.
Dude,
here's the thing. What's up, bro? Read it, understand it, and then walk in it. My website will help you do that.
Okay. Perfect.
It was nice meeting you all. Test yourself to the Word of God. I think you heard a lot more. I love you. Test yourself. I'd love to hear from you anytime. You got my email. Go deep. Come out of the world. Love you. God be praised.
Take care.